Hey, everybody, by the end of the episode, you're going to have a better understanding of how to transform the problems that you have into opportunities and get a better understanding of what you're not seeing in your business today. And finally, how to finish and begin to implement your map, your massive action plan, your strategic plan. We'll walk you through it. Stay tuned. Welcome to Antonio Bravada's Business Coaching and Optimization Podcast. And you guessed it, I'm your host, Antonio Bravada, but you can call me Tony. I've spent years helping business owners as individuals grow their businesses and, more importantly, their free cash flow. I am here for you. Your business is the tool that lets you live the life that you want. If you're ready to be an owner and stop being an operator of your business, and if you're ready to increase your sales and profits while at the same time creating more time and financial freedom for you and your family, this is the place to be. Let's dive into today's episode. What if you were able to be aware consciously of the things that, you know, that we don't tend to notice, see and hear and feel and appreciate, everything that's going on around us, right? What would happen in your business if you can notice your customers on a deeper level? If I can help you identify your clients' problems and solutions to them, and all that you need to do is just implement the strategy, what would that do to your business, right? Which is why that we want to get you to finalize your map, that map, MAP, Massive Action Plan, right? It's the strategic plan, our 12-week year. And I want to talk to you about the power of the 12-week year and the strategy, why we use it and what it's going to do for you, because it has literally helped people double their business over the course of time. And I'll explain why. Now, I want to start off today by talking about paying attention, right? Paying attention to your customers. And there's a law, the law of familiarity, right? We take for granted things that were always around. You know, think about close friends, or think about your spouse, if you've been married for a long time, or if you've been with somebody for a long time, or, you know, if you're used to having a certain amount of money, if you have certain items in your house that you bought and one time it was really cool and exciting, and now it's just normal. It's part of your life. You see somebody all the time, and, you know, if you've seen a family member, for example, or a friend that you haven't seen in, let's say, a year, the greeting to that is a whole different level of a greeting or a hello or a goodbye if you're not going to see them for a while than when you see somebody every day, right? It's the law of familiarity. Now, in business, as in life, we all are on autopilot. Our brains are on autopilot. We breathe without even paying attention to us breathing, right? If you focus your mind on your breaths, you realize that you have to breathe. But when we go through our days, we breathe without realizing it. We're on autopilot. And that happens in everyday business in life. In fact, most of us live in a reactive world. Through technology and everything else that we do, we're always reacting to change. We're reacting to situations. And because of that, we don't really notice or see or feel or hear anything else that goes on around us. Our faces are in our phones or our laptops or thinking about strategies and thinking about problems. And I'm stressed about this, or I'm excited that this weekend I'm going to go see this concert, or I'm going to do something. And we're always reacting to things. But if we could appreciate and consciously be aware of what is happening around us, and learn to focus on these things. I want you to just imagine what kind of difference that would make, not only in your business, but in your life. Now, the law of familiarity, right? And so I know that this is a podcast, so I don't have a visual here for those of you listening, but there is a couple things. You can probably go find it on YouTube, but there's an old video, and I'm sure that you've probably seen it at some point, but there's a video of five people in a black shirt and five people in a white shirt, and they're passing a basketball around. And the rule is to count how many times the ball gets passed. And so as you're focused on trying to count the number of times that the ball is passed, on screen there is a gorilla, a guy dressed like a gorilla, that walks through the screen. And at the end, the exercise is, how many times was the ball passed? And people give their, you know, their answers to that. And if you got the correct answer on that, you didn't see the gorilla. Most people didn't see the gorilla. But if you got the number right and you were really focused on counting the baskets or the balls being passed, you didn't see the gorilla. So they'll rewind it and show that, yep, the gorilla did walk right through. And so we'll watch it again. Let's do this again. How many times does the ball get passed? Now, because of the focus, because they're aware of it, everybody sees the gorilla go through. They're checking, double checking to make sure, yep, that really happened. But then the question was, how many times did the ball get passed? Now people can't answer the question. So you can't focus on both at the same time. And so focus is very powerful. There's another video out there of a guy with a card deck, and he says, okay, now I don't remember what it is. Just call it a jack of hearts or something, right? And he says, okay, now follow the jack, right? And he's putting it in the deck, and, you know, the cards are flipped over and you can see it. And it's not necessarily hard to find, but you do have to pay attention. And at the end, there's, you know, two or three different stacks. And he says, what stack is the jack in? And you point at it. And he says, okay, now at the end, we go, what do you notice? What did you notice about it? And everyone's like, well, I don't know. Either if you didn't get it, you know, that's one thing. But if you did get it, you say, I followed the jack, I got it. You got your, you know, you're standing up tall and you're looking around the room saying, yep, I got it. And then they play it back and you watch it again. Same thing, right? I don't know what I'm supposed to notice. I followed the jack, I got it. Here it is, this pile right here. And what they show you is that the card deck, the back of the cards, you know how they're colored, it started off as a blue deck. And in the middle of the video, he swapped the decks. It was a red deck. Except nobody noticed that the color changed. Because your focus was on the jack. Your focus wasn't on the color of the cards. And if your focus was on the color of the cards or when the card deck was changed, you probably lost focus of where the jack went. You see what I'm saying? We have to be able to focus. And a lot of the times we just go through the motions. Now we might have a plan for the day or we might know what we want to do and feel productive, but too often we try to multitask. You're driving and you're listening to the radio. You're driving and, you know, you shouldn't be. Some people look at their phones, right? Or you're walking and you're talking with, you know, your AirPods in your ear, but you're looking down at your phone at an email while you're talking and walking at the same time. Your focus is too spread out. So what would happen in your business if you noticed your customers at a deeper level, right? How would that change your relationship with them? And how could you meet their needs? You know, if you really understood or appreciated what was going on with your customers' lives or what they needed, would you be able to optimize your business in a different way? You know, what if you noticed and appreciated your employees that way? you see people every day. The same thing I talked about with, you know, your spouse or somebody that you haven't seen in a long time versus somebody you see every day. You see your employees every day. You talk to them every day. And it gets into business. When was the last time you talked to them about their life or figured out what's going on in their personal world? So if you noticed or appreciated your employees a different way, what would that do? And, you know, even with your partner, the most important person to you in your life, whoever that happens to be, what if you noticed what was going on with their life, their day to day? You might share a life, but when was the last time you talked about, you know, what they're feeling or what their anxiety levels are, what they're scared about or what's going on with them, right? And so I can take it even further and ask you, what if you noticed your own patterns? What would be possible if you paid attention more, if you were learned to direct your focus intentionally? So it's pretty hard to solve problems when you don't even notice them in the first place. You notice them when it's too late often. You know, for example, if you're in a relationship and you think everything is going well, and all of a sudden you figure out, well, my partner thinks otherwise. They think that I don't pay attention as much. I mean, that happened with me. I'll talk to you about my life. You know, I'm focused. I'm always going. My life is I have to help business owners with their businesses. And a lot of these people have different problems. And if you have different clients, or if I'm working on my own business, I only have so much time in the day. So when I get home, I might have to take some phone calls. As a business owner, you know, sometimes that happens. We don't just get this shut off at 5 o'clock at the end of the day. You know, and you go out there and you do everything that you can. You put food on the table and you're paying the bills and you're creating events. Maybe on the weekends, you're going to apple orchards, you're doing something, right? And you feel like everything's fine. You're hustling and bustling and you feel good. But your partner, on the other hand, thinks that you don't pay attention. You're not home. When you get home, you're still on the phone. You're not here. You're not present, right? Now, you don't even realize that because you are there. You're just multitasking. So what would happen in any relationship, whether it's business or intimate or customers or personal, what if you paid attention? What if you directed your focus? What would that do? So what I'd like to ask you are a couple things, and I want you to think about these things. Now, we've done this in prior episodes. Get some paper out, write some things down. So what are you missing? Sit there and think about it for a second. What are you missing in your business? Your employees, your customers, your products, your service, what are you missing? What are you not seeing in your business? Is everything optimized at, you know, firing on all cylinders? I doubt it. Because if it is, there's probably something else for you to work on. What about your clients, right? What are you failing to anticipate? We're here right now. We're in the moment right now. I got this working on. I got that going on. This is coming up in 2 months. What am I not anticipating? What can happen that I'm just not thinking about it right now because it's just hasn't happened yet or it's so far off in the distance? And if you think about some of these things, I want you to write down what do you learn from being more mindful in these exercises and these questions? If I ask you, what are you missing? What are you not seeing in your business, your products or your services, your clients? What are you not anticipating? And write down what you learned by it, because you might be surprised when you can focus your attention on these things. Now, with your products, you might have the same product that you might be pushing for the last, I don't know, 5, 10 years. When was the last time you updated your products? And I'm not talking about, you know, let's just throw out a roofing company, for example, okay? I'm not talking about an different version of the quality of roof. Talking about what other products are you offering? What is out there? Your financial services, you're talking about certain types of investments or life insurance or whatever that happens to be. If you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, what are you doing differently today than you haven't done in the past? What service could you be providing that you're not today? So what I want to do is to help you identify what your customers are feeling or what your employees are feeling. You know where your breakdown is. I don't know. I'm just talking to you through a podcast. I'd be happy to talk with you, but I want to help you identify where these problems are and what could you be doing differently if you focused on it. Where's the breakdown? What needs to be optimized first, second, third, fourth? We can prioritize some of these things. Once we identify it, I want to help you solve it. And then, of course, once you have those, you have to implement it. Right? So part of these things is the power of your messaging. So let's say that you've identified something and we've solved, okay, this will work. This could work. This might be what we need to do in order to help our clients solve it or help our employees solve these problems that we're facing in our business. Now I want to implement it. The power of your messaging is important. What are you changing? What are you putting out there onto the world? How are you perceived on the other end? Because internally, you got it. You know your messaging. You know what your mission is. You know what you're trying to accomplish, but does the outside know? Does the outside know your messaging? If I asked, you know, your neighbors what you did for a living, would they know? What is your messaging? Through social media, through Facebook, through Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, whatever you use, could I go to your social media page and identify what it is that you do? Because everything that you do should have a meaning to it. And we want to talk about your follow through. A lot of people do all this work to bring people in the door, to get the name, to get the contact, to have the first conversation. What are you doing with your follow through? Your activity, your systems, in order to allow you to implement some of these changes. And, you know, one of the things that I realized that I learned probably not even that long ago was the feeling, the personal touch to your product or your service, the feeling. Why are they paying you? You have a customer, they bought from you. Have you ever asked yourself why? Because if your answer is that, you know, whether it's you, I'm a good salesman, or whether it's I have a great sales team, that's an answer, but that's not the answer. Why did they buy your product or your service? It's a feeling. And what is that personal touch? And can we be aware of it? Can you communicate it? Can you use that in your messaging? What is the level of service that you're currently providing your clients, your customers? And is it enough? Could you be doing more? And a lot of people's attitude to that is, well, I could do more, but I don't really need to do more. They bought from me. No complaints. Right? But what can we do? We need to over-deliver all the time. We have to be able to communicate. People like communication. If you're in a service business and people can't get a hold of you when they need you, or you can't be proactive in your communication, too many people think that when somebody's calling, there's a problem. There's not always a problem. That's a story that you tell yourself. People like to be able to communicate, know what's happening, especially if they're a customer of yours. Now, one of the things to ask is, Can you perfect your offer? Is there a better offer? You know, if you're looking to grow or scale or fix your revenue problem, or you need more people and you can't figure out how to sell it, do you have an irresistible offer? Or is the offer that you have right now, can it be better? And that was, you know, we had asked you in a prior episode, you know, what business you're really in. And so the question is, what business do you need to be in? And that's where this one comes into play. What is a better offer? What could you do differently? And those answers will come to you when you can focus your attention on your customers, on your clients, on your employees, on where those breakdowns are to figure out what is happening with them. What are you missing? And one of the ways to ask if your offer is good enough or if your service is good enough is, are you getting referrals to your business? Are you buying all of your customers through advertising, or are you getting referrals? And what percentage of your business is through referrals? And if you're not getting referrals, you got to ask yourself why that might be. If somebody was so happy and so satisfied with you and you're taking care of them to that level, I would think that they would just tell you to their friends, to everybody else, go do this, right? If you see a great concert, you have a great experience, do you tell people the next time that that concert rolls through, we got to go get tickets to this? Or if you go out to a good restaurant, it's a new restaurant, nobody's gone to it, and you have that level of a feeling, that excitement of, wow, this place is great, do you go home and you keep that to yourself? Or do you kind of text your friends, put on social media and say, man, you got to go check this place out. It is the best. What is that? So are you getting referrals? And if not, why? And what product or service could you help them with today? So if you think about what it is that you're currently doing, that's fine. That's what you're currently doing. What are the problems that they have? What could you focus on to say, what product or service could I do right now today? And what would that do to your business? So let's move on a little bit. If you're failing to anticipate their lack of urgency, you're expecting them to know what to do. So a lot of people say, okay, we have this marketing, we have this ad, I have this, we created this new mission statement, we put it on our website, but I'm failing to anticipate that they don't have a lack of urgency. There's no reason for them to jump now. They might do it a month from now, right? If you sell a product, let's say, you know, I don't know, health clubs, roofing companies, cleaning companies, restaurants, something. You're waiting for people to come to you because those people have busy lives. Those people have things going on in their life. And you fail to anticipate with most of your businesses, no matter what business that you're in, you fail to anticipate their lack of urgency. They're not jumping over joy to get to your business. And you're expecting them to know what to do. Now, what if you could flip that? What if you could create a product or a service that would help them in such a way that their urgency changes, that they prioritize you within their days and their weeks? They want to do business with you now. We talked about innovation and marketing, right? Constantly be innovating. Getting in marketing is getting them to want to do business with you versus you asking them or convincing them to do business with you. So we have to pay attention to how each individual or group, because some of you, your businesses, you might maybe have too many, you may have too many individual customers to figure out every individual person's needs or what they value, what they perceive as value, right? So we might have to put those into groups, but we have to pay attention to what they perceive as value in order to get them to change their urgency. And then figure out and ask yourself, what would they pay for that value? Meaning dollars. What would they pay to receive that value? Whether it's a product or whether it's a service or whether it's, you know, something that you're upgrading in your business or whatever it happens to be. What would they pay? Is it that good of a value? Think about somebody who buys, let's just go into a car for a second. You know, you buy a $30,000 car, you buy a $100,000 car. Why would they pay that much more money for a vehicle that gets them from point A to point B? We have traffic lights. We have police officers. It's not like you can drive 200 miles an hour down Main Street. You can go the same speed. There's a speed limit, correct? Right? So if we can go from point A to point B and we're given a limit of how fast we can get there, why does somebody spend $100,000 for a car and someone spends $30,000? Do you think that they're paying the additional money because of what they perceive to be value? So how are you, through your messaging, allowing your customers currently or future customers to perceive your value? Now, in a second here, we're going to talk about the 12-week year and start to help build your map. Okay. So, but what I want to do is part of that strategic planning process is called time blocking. Now, what if you could set a 1 hour meeting with yourself every week, 1 hour a week? What if you gave that level of focus to your thought, to one problem or opportunity that you have in your life or your business? And what if you did that for 1 hour a week for 52 weeks or 12 weeks? What do you think that would do from your business a year from now? If you were intentionally focused on some of these things. So I want to talk about the power of the 12-week year, because people that operate on annual basis, annual plans, annual goals, whether it's personal or business, doesn't matter if it's, you know, an annual resolution to go to the gym or to do whatever, you have an illusion of time. It's hard to anticipate 12 months from now. And what happens in the business world, and we've been doing this since 2006, as far as tracking these things, what happens is there's a huge spike of business and sales in the beginning of the year. People are energized. Maybe it's an annual resolution, right? Not even talking about business. You're just energized. You get up and you go. It's January 1st and it's a new year. I'm amped. And April, May, June comes along. Now, in most businesses, that's kind of the dip. Not much activity happens if you're planning on an annual basis. Why? Because it's only June. It's only May. I have plenty of time left. And then what happens at the end of the year? Every year, no matter what. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, dealerships, come on in, 0% interest for qualified buyers, da, 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 no money down. Everybody is trying to convince you to come in and do business with them because for the first time that they really cared about to put energy in, they just realized that they're behind their goals. And so you have this huge fourth quarter spike. So operating a 12-week year and having your organization operate the same way, what we have tracked since 2006 is instead of having two spikes of sales through the year, you have four. Because people are hired and fired within those 12 weeks. you are given rewards, awards, or consequence within those 12 weeks. So if the organization as a whole replaces that 12-month year to a 12-week year and operates that way, the level of production that you will see, I have personally witnessed and helped people literally double their business in the first 12 months just because of that level of execution. Because instead of, let's say today is, it's technically Tuesday. I know these episodes come out on Wednesday, so let's just say it's Wednesday. So instead of doing it today, I could do it on Monday because it really doesn't make a difference if I know that I got 3-4 months left in the year. I'm not going to make a difference if I do it today or Monday. But if I'm talking a 12-week year, and it's the make or break difference between people in your company or your own personal goals, today absolutely matters because every day matters. You know, what if this was week 9 of our 12 weeks? You're going to waste this whole week because Wednesday's midweek and start it next week? You're not going to do that because we have to break it down, and I'll explain a little bit why. The 12-week year, okay, so that's really what it is. What it is how we break these things down is we're going to take your long-term visions and we're going to break them down into 12 weeks. What has to be done in 12 weeks in order to align with where I want my future to be? And so what it is, it was really, it's time blocking, okay? Periodization was originally meant for athletes. Being able to take certain exercises or movements and breaking them into, okay, Monday from 9 a.m. to 10:30, I'm working on this. Even if you're not done, you're going to stop at 10:30 because you already know that at Tuesday at 4 o'clock, you're going to pick that right back up. So you time block to make sure that what we call blue chip activity, which is directly related to the end goal, is never getting missed. So we break things from blue chip, red chip, white chip. White chips are things that need to get done, but don't really need to get done right now. Blue chips are stuff that must, no matter what, get done. And so when we create our map, our action plan, our massive action plan, our 12-week year, we are only putting things into that plan that are blue chip activity, because we're all going to get busy during our days. There's always going to be things that happen, but we want to make sure that no matter what, we're working on our 12-week plan. And that's why we do it. Because if I come into a Monday morning meeting, we do what we call a WAM, which is a weekly accountability meeting. Now, we'll get into that in a different episode. Accountability does not, it's misunderstood as a consequence, but it can be a good thing too, and it should be rewarded as both. But our weekly accountability meeting is a 5, 10, 15 minute meeting that we go quick and we do nothing but review the execution of the strategy from the prior week. How did you execute the plan? Not whether or not you accomplished it, not how many dollars the sales team brought in, not any of those things. How did you execute your strategy? And if there are things that were supposed to get done that didn't get done, now I'm going to ask you why. And your response is, well, I just didn't have time. It was a busy week. Okay, I want you to bring up your calendar. Bring it up. And we're going to look at it because it should all be time blocked. And I will count through all of the hours and the half hours on that calendar over the course of a week to show you how many hours something could have gotten done, but didn't. There's no excuse when you time block. There's no excuse for not getting something done on your weekly plan if you specifically blocked time to do it. Otherwise, it just means that you simply didn't do it. And it's not meant to get somebody in trouble. What it is meant to do is to get you to take accountability for yourself. Because people, especially owners and managers and leaders, tend to think that they can hold others accountable. You cannot hold accountability. You can hold a football, you can hold a baby, but you can't hold accountability. And if it's your job to hold others accountable, you will fail because you can't control it. All you can control are your own actions. And if somebody doesn't want to get those things done, they have to be accountable to themselves and recognize that there are consequences to them not doing something. There are no have-tos in life. You do not have to do anything. There are only choose-tos. You do not have to pay your mortgage. You choose to, because if you choose not to, you're going to lose your home. You do not have to pay your child support. But if you choose not to, there's a consequence to that. You do not have to go into work today and wake up as a business owner. But if you choose not to, there may be a consequence to that. It is just about getting people to accept their own accountability for their own actions. Okay. And now we have a software program that we use. It's free for our members. It comes with, you know, all the coaching packages and everything. But what we do is we help you to create your map, to create your 12-week year. And at the end of the week, as you go through it and you run off these tactics, you're going to click it off and it's going to calculate it. Now, the program doesn't care. It will track your production, your sales, your phone calls, your revenue, your profit, whatever you want it to track. We can customize the whole thing. But it doesn't care if your business made $1 million this week. What it cares about is, did you do the things that you said you were supposed to do? It tracks your execution of your strategy, not the results of your strategy. So in any plan, we put personal and business in there because you have to, you know, we have to help you as an individual. That's what I'm here. I'm a coach. You know, we use the term business coach. I've said this before, but I'm here for you as an individual. Your business is just a tool that allows you to live the life that you want. So when we talk about your have, do, be list, which was on last week's episode, part of that is be. Who do you want to be? And I'm going to put that in here because if you say, I want to be a good father, I want to be a good husband, your weekly tactics are going to have things generated in there for your business that we're going to have to put in there. But it also says a tactic is I'm going to spend a date night with my wife every week and 2 hours of one-on-one time throughout the week. And I also have, let's say I have two kids, and I'm going to spend 1 hour with each of them twice a week, individually, one-on-one, not together. So you can build that bond, right? Now that's part of your plan. That's what you wanted to do. So you go out this week and you kick butt, you set a record, you bring in, you know, tons of money. You have a great financial week in your business. But if you didn't do your date nights and you didn't, let's say you did one of the two 1 hour times, but you didn't do two of the two, or you didn't do them at all. My plan, the strategy, the 12-week year scorekeeping system will give you that report. And so as an example, let's say I have a salesperson comes in, he has a great week and he's got his shoulders back and his head's up and he's feeling pumped up. He comes into that Monday WAM meeting and I say, what the heck? What happened last week? And their response is, well, what are you talking about? I had a killer week. Yeah, I mean, business-wise you did, but you didn't do the date night with your wife and you didn't spend the time with your kids that you said you wanted to spend, you know, and that brought your score down to, like, say, a, I don't know, 62%. So you failed your week. Well, I didn't have time. I was busy. Okay. But if I were to allow you to do that week after week after week after week, you told me as your coach or your boss or your leader or your owner, whatever position you want to be when this conversation happens, you told me you wanted to be this person. And if I allow you to operate this way, my business is going to be great, but your life isn't going to be what it wants. And so as a coach, I have to help you with those things because it will compound itself. You might think, oh, it's just 1 week. I'll do it next week. But what your kids experience, and that was what we kind of go back to in the beginning of this episode, is mindfulness. You might think it's just 1 week. I'll get to it next week. They might think they're not important. You chose work over the one-on-one time with them. That's how they experience it, right? And so that's what our system tracks. It's the scorekeeping part of it. So to keep and to build on your map, now, obviously looking at time here, we'll get into this again in a different episode in more detail, but I'll give you the summary of it right now. You're going to take your 12-week goal. At the end of 12 weeks, where do I want to be? Based off of my long-term visions, where do I need to be at the end of 12 weeks? That's my period goal. Now, we have all of the different strategies and ideas in the world, but I'm going to take the top three strategies that are going to allow that goal to happen, and those are going to be my three strategies. And each one of those individual strategies are going to have the daily and weekly tactics that have to get done in order to accomplish the strategy. And I'll work you through those. Those are going to be your blue chips. What has to do happen every single week in order to make these things happen. And we will build the strategy. And that is what you happen that you have. And the scorekeeping is going to measure your execution of it. Okay, so let's recap here for a second. In order for you to help grow your business, you have to be mindful. You have to pay attention. Don't go through the day to day. I want you to start to learn to focus on what are you missing in your business? What are you not seeing? Identify those problems. Solve the problems, whether you're employees or whether you're customers. Solve them. And then put your plan together on how to implement it. Change it through your messaging, your follow-through, your activity, your systems, whatever you need to do. And remember that feeling, why are they buying you? Make sure you ask yourself that question. And don't anticipate them just knowing what to do. Know that your customers have lives. Your employees have lives. So if you want to change their urgency to meet your needs, figure out what is important to them and figure out a solution to it so that you can change the priority for them. Okay. And now let's start working on your action plan. Your period goals, your strategies, your tactics. What is it at the end of 12 weeks? Where do I want to be? All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I hope that you learned a lot and that you feel motivated to start implementing everything that you've learned here. You know I love results, and I know that you're going to have amazing ones. If you like what you're hearing and you want to leave a review, that would be awesome. Please make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the new episodes. And shoot me a DM on Instagram at Antonio M. Bravada. I would love to hear your biggest takeaways. And remember, if you change your thinking, you'll change your actions. If you change your actions, you'll change your reality.